what do you call a crop that, that hadn't been planted that year? It just comes up anyway.
Volunteer.
Okay. Wheat, you tie up into a what?
Bundles.
Okay. And you take the bundles and you tie them up into bigger things.
What you shock them.
Okay.
Put them in shocks.
Okay.
Put a many of them.
How many bundles are in shock?
That's something I can't tell you.
Oh.
We shocked them so fast.
You just did it so it looked right, huh?
And we just do it till they stand up.
Oh, uh-huh.
We just have to follow the binder and do it till they stand up.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I was a boy, same as I was a girl, if I was my daddy's daughter.
Uh-huh.
He had too many girls and two little boys. He just had three boys with the first set.
Oh, is that right?
And six girls.
Yeah. How many did he have with the second set?
Three boys and four girls.
Four girls. Still had more girls.
Mm-hmm.
In the second set. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, you got to thrash it.
Okay. Okay. Would you say that...
Put the straw stack in one place and the grain in the sack.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What we've done, put it in the bin.
Let's see.
Sometimes they just thrashed it in the wagon and took it up and unloaded the other wagon.
Comparing how tall you are to somebody, you might say, he's not as tall as
I am.
Okay, and again, you might say,
I'm not as tall as he is by a long shot.
Okay.
That's my boyfriend. I'm going with him.
Uh-huh.
I don't go with him, but I am.
Uh-huh.
Long time ago.
Yeah. Comparing
my health, I don't go on nobody anymore.
Yeah. Compared how well you can do something, you might say, he can do it better than...
I always say they can beat me all to pieces.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I told my sister-in-law about that. My daughter-in-law, she learned crochet.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Mildred, you can do my hair as good as that. Miss, I just can't do half as good as you can.
But she learned, huh?
She's learning. I just learned her this winter.
That's great. That's good.
And she's learning, and I want to brag on her.
She doing all right?
Yeah, she's doing okay. And I said, Mildred, you're doing good. Miss, I can't do half as good as you can. She's so sweet.
Yeah.
She's a darling, but I've learned her anyhow.
Say a person had been to New Mexico and hadn't gone any more west, you didn't say then that New Mexico is what west he'd ever been.
Well, I don't know which way Mexico is from here, girl.
Okay,
I couldn't see what is west, north, south, or where.
I'd say somebody had been to Fort Worth and had never been any, you know, that's as far as he'd been. Well, you'd say he hadn't gone any more west than that. Then you said,
well, I don't have seen.
Okay. Let's see. If nobody else will look out for them, you'd say they've got to look out for
themselves.
Okay. And if nobody else will do it for him, you'd say he'd just better do it
himself.
Okay. And
because that's what I do.
Yeah. Get it done yourself, right? Let's see. If something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
That's mine.
Okay, if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's...
That's ours.
Okay, and if it belongs to a couple other people, you'd say it's...
That belongs to them.
Okay, and if it belongs to a guy, you'd say it's... That.
It's his.
Okay, if it belongs to a girl, you'd say it's...
It's hers.
Okay. If people have been to visit and they're about to leave, you'd say to them...
Bye-bye, come back again.
Okay. Let's see. If somebody's been over here to visit and they're fixing to leave and you were asking about where their coats were and stuff, you'd say, where are coats?
Yeah, I'd say, I don't know, because they didn't wear any last night.
Oh, okay. Let's see. You want to go do something? You want me to turn this off?
No, I'm going to sit back in this chair. I can't sit on the side of it doing good.